Up next, our weekly radio feature, The Power of Potential with AIM Services. AIM Services providing enhanced support services to the people and families with disabilities. Today we talk with Derek Taylor.
Yeah, how you doing today, Walt?
Great, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Derek, a residential program director with a great story. Derek, tell us about it.
I have a great story. It's about Will, who is a young man, 29 years old, who received support from AIM Services. At a very young age, he was diagnosed with epilepsy, and this debilitating disease has certainly placed many unwanted restrictions on him. Part of his treatment plan requires him to have a room monitor in his bedroom. Imagine knowing that someone could hear everything you do, even in the privacy of your own bedroom. As a young boy, he had a seizure that resulted in him falling and doing some damage to his teeth, so a doctor ordered him to wear a helmet during all awake hours.
That must have been tough, as just a quality of life issue, and really just dealing with that kind of situation would make anybody feel so restricted.
Yeah, absolutely. One day, a few of his support team were discussing his helmet and how wearing it makes him feel. He said how hard it is for him to meet girls, have relationships, and even friendships at times. Out of the blue, a support staff made the statement, "Thinking back over the recent years, I can't remember a time where he had a seizure while awake or standing up." This opened up a whole new train of thought that encompassed quite a few members of his circle of supports. This one statement led his team to do a little more investigating.
Where'd it go from there?
From there, Walt, we looked at his seizure activity over the past few years, both at home and at his day program, to see if we could find any evidence that shows he had a seizure at any time other than when he was asleep. We just couldn't. The next big question that came around was, why does he even have to wear a helmet at all? His team confirmed this information with his day program, and the minute that occurred, we were on the phone with Will to ask how he felt about maybe not having to wear a helmet at all. His answer said it all right there. He said, "Hell yeah."
Hell yeah.
What about his regular doctor?
We made a phone call out to his primary physician explaining the findings and seeking her opinion. She thought that this was a great idea and asked that we double check with his neurologist. And when that phone call was placed, we couldn't wait to deliver the great news to him. We called him up to deliver the news, and once we did, all we could hear was him yelling and screaming with excitement.
That's fantastic. How did it end up?
Well, it ended up with, yeah, he just happened to stop by the office about 2 weeks later and had a smile from ear to ear. He stopped in to say thank you, and when we asked him what he was thanking us for, he said, "For changing my life."
Oh, that must have made you really proud.
Yeah, as his main circles of support, we challenged those tough questions and compared how he was living his life with how he wants to live his life. We like to call this the AIM way.
That's a great story, Derek. We really appreciate you sharing that with us as a part of the Power of Potential today.
Thank you, Walt.
Derek Taylor, Residential Program Director at AIM Services. You can see some of the pictures of Will posted on the AIM Services Facebook and on our AIM Services Incorporated website. AIM Services Incorporated, dedicated to supporting the power of potential in people with disabilities. Find out more at aimservices.org.